Everyone is welcome at the Big Table on Tuesday, October 21st. All across Central Ohio, people will join together to discuss important topics affecting our region. Don't miss your chance to be part of this community-wide day of inspiring conversations. Visit columbusfoundation.org to learn more about how you can participate. Together, we can inspire a culture of connection and kindness, one conversation at a time.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
You know who they remind me of? That elf in Skyrim. Is it Whiterun? Where he's just like, have you ever been to the Sky District?
That's not an elf. That's Nazeem. That's not an elf.
He's not an elf.
That's Nazeem. He's a red guy.
Just a guy. He's a red guy.
Just a dude. He's a red guy. Okay. Well, he had the snooty voice, so I assumed he was an elf, because, you know, they all have snooty voices.
All right, hang on now. I'll stomach the Eldar slander to an extent. Don't compare anyone to Nazeem.
Do you get to the Cloud District very often, elf?
The only thing is, Skyrim is not as good as Oblivion, because you don't get the fan from the arena who follows you around with the torch. Yeah. And occasionally falls off cliffs and dies, and you're like, oh, that's a shame. Oh, well.
How can you know that reference so well, but yet Nazeem tripped you off? Lord!
I don't. I just remember his voice more than what he wore or what he looked like. I'm just like, oh, I just remember that snooty elf. Like, oh,
he's not an elf!
Yeah, but that's why I thought he was, because he's like, oh, I'm so cool, look at me. Like, awesome. Go away.
Sorry for the people who came for their Warhammer quiz and talking about Nazeem and their Cloud
District.
We can all agree that any Thalmor patrols we come across in the wild will not be getting back to the embassy.
True. True.
Hello, law criminals, and welcome to another episode of the Pub Quiz. And today we'll be talking about the Gorgon, the Primarch Ferus Manus. And helming it today will be our Chad, our main man, our favourite probably in all of law crimes, let's be honest. It's Andy. Well, Andy, take it away.
Well, I thought that was Colin.
We have personal favourites, and you are our absolute Chad of an editor.
By the idea that next week's episode is going to be like, and now Eli has run, and Eli is our favorite. And I'm like, hang on.
It's a hype. I'm hyping it up. Enjoy the
favoritism until the next quiz when the next person is now our favorite.
Yes.
I see how it is.
It's buttering you up for points.
Yes, 100%.
I will say, I'm not giving you any special treatment. This is a quiz. This is not, you know, like, oh. But, you know, that thing where, like, people give the apple to the teacher at the end of the class, like, can I get a better grade next? Like, no. Why are you bribing me with fruit, like in Indiana Jones? Anyway.
It worked on me when I was teaching.
Really?
No one tried it.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, today I will also apologize. I've got a bit of a scratchy throat today. So if anyone's going, oh, Andy sounds a bit rough, that's why. But today, yes, we will be covering the Primarch of the Iron Tenth. The one who is known as Mr. Irony Handyman, Ferus Manus. So how? Let's go through the board. We'll start off with. Let me just double check something quickly. Okay, so I'm going to go through the team and ask everyone how their iron hands and, by extension, Ferus Manus lore is. So starting from Eli, how was your information and knowledge about the man who is known as Metal Hand Daddy?
It could be better, you know, but I mean, my favorite legion is the one that killed him, so, you know your enemy or something, I guess. I like Ferris, he's a bro. He's dead, but
just because he could probably lift more than any other Primarch, is that why?
Yeah, that is why I like him.
Do you reckon his metal hands would help or hinder him?
It'd probably help. Yeah, it would help, I assume.
He wouldn't get tired in his arms.
Yeah, if they were rigid enough.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, let's spot this out with a, this a Christian channel, my dude.
Okay. All right, then, Hal, it's your turn. How is your informational knowledge on rigid manus?
Oh, I smell like blood in the water. I sense weakness, boys, because this is something I'm literally doing a video on. So I hope I win, because if I don't know Ferris Manus, I am going to absolutely be disappointed in myself. But yeah, I feel
your video will be like, oh, Eli beat you at the quiz. And you're like, don't remind me.
I think I will actually have a nice cry after, and no one will shame me because men are allowed to cry, but this will be a very undeserving cry. But I feel I feel strong about this one because, yeah, that's what I'm very lucky that it coincides with my research. so come on.
Do you have a particular soft spot for the Iron Hands, or just research? You were just doing them at the time.
I do. They're kind of my favorite. I would say Ferris is not my favorite Primarch, but Iron Hands are my favorite chapter because they're so broken as people. they're so miserable and they're so grimdark. And yeah, I like that. It's all good.
Okay. And to finish off our collective knowledge, Colin, how is your knowledge on Daddy Manus?
I will say I will be very happy to coast off my victory last time and just accept I'm just going to be here for the ride and giving many haircut jokes.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's
getting early.
I don't.
Yeah. Disgusting.
I don't much care for Ferris Manus, positively or negatively. I got to be honest. He never struck my interest.
Nor did the writers, apparently.
No. and I regularly confuse the Iron Hands with the Iron Warriors, so probably not going to be winning this
Pure
one.
Heresy. Yeah. Pure heresy.
I'm not sure you should say that as a Warhammer YouTuber, honest.
All of the Monkai look the same.
I will say, it's been an interesting... an interesting task compiling questions for this particular episode because Ferris gets the least lore of any of the Primarchs by a large margin. And yeah, it's been an interesting one compiling questions. And I think he's actually one of my preferred, or not favorites, but I definitely like Ferris because the glints of lore you get from him can be so good. They're just so scarce that people, for the most part, don't read them, you know?
It's hard to find it as well. They're in like little short stories a lot of the time.
See, we were talking about that before, and yeah, I guess apparently half the Ferris Manus lore isn't in his book.
Yeah, it's in like short stories and stuff.
Okay, I have now read. There we go. Here it comes. Bring it on! I sense weakness, blood in the water.
I feel like we need to have like a betting odds on the side of the. It's like, so the odds are Hal at 1-3, and blah, 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 and Colin at 10-1. Like, okay, place your bets.
I want to shout their catchphrase, but I feel like that might be an answer to a question, so I'm holding back. But once it's out,
well, it's
there,
not.
I'm
so you
it.
Can if you want.
Okay, the flesh is weak, boys. The flesh is weak.
The flesh
Let's
is
do
weak.
Yeah,
flesh
see, I was going to say iron within, iron without, and that's, again, that's the wrong
Lord.
One.
Oh, man.
Get him out of here.
You said I shouldn't be saying this as a Warhammer YouTuber. You forget to consider I never had any credibility to begin with.
Actually, I shouldn't be talking, Mr. Death Guard Kaifus Kane. That was the biggest
first.
I'm so proud of that moment because it's just so funny and stupid. Sorry, okay. I'm distracted.
Enough of this banter. Anyway, so we're going to start off with the beginner section. I would be surprised if you didn't get these questions. There might be one that trips you up, but they're actually quite good. So let's start with the definitely the easiest. Ferris Manus would be given a nickname by his most cherished Primarch brother, Fulgrim, based on an ancient Terran myth. What was the nickname? If you don't get this, hand in your law crimes and your YouTube. There we go. Easy. Done. Hey.
Oh, thank God.
All the answers.
Oh, all right.
Solid.
Even if you're not even like that into Warhammer, I feel like if you don't get this one, just leave. Like, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. It's the easiest. How would you get it wrong?
We can. We'll explain why he gets it too as well later.
It helps his planet. Is the same thing.
Yeah, there is that, I suppose. Okay, so that's the easy one. Right, question number two. Not too bad. Eris and Fulgrim would compete to craft a weapon of absolute perfect quality to show off their abilities as artisans, and they would gift the weapons to each other as a sign of their sibling brotherhood. What was the name crafted by Ferris?
The name of the weapon, specifically
the weapon he crafted and gave to Fulgrim.
The name of it, not the type of it?
Yeah. The name.
Oh, man.
Do you know what's funny is we have previously recorded a Primarchs podcast. Definitely go check that out. And we actually made a lore crime within that, and we used the wrong name we used the wrong name for that weapon when we talked about Ferris in that podcast.
I don't know what the name is. Oh my gosh.
So, Eli, that's a bit of a save there for you if you were.
Interesting. I've had all the answers in. Yeah, and they're interesting. I'll give them, a varied. It's like I can see how each of you have gotten to your answer, and they're all different in the way you've managed it.
The flaming Dorito is the true answer we're waiting for.
The true spicy one. And last of the beginner section, we're slightly cranking up the difficulty. Before Vulcan would be chosen to steer humanity away from damnation during the Horus Heresy, Eris would be chosen as the linchpin to a brighter future. Who would contact Ferris with a vision of the impending civil war of humanity? Who contacted Ferris and was like, it's all about to go tits up. I need you to sort it out. And Ferris said, no, I'm not listening to what you say. Go away.
Do you have to specify the name of the person or the group?
The person.
Oh, the person? I don't remember the exact name, but I kind of know.
It's a well-known character.
I have a very vague idea of the group, at least I think, so I just picked a name from it.
And if it helps, the same character, I believe I'm correct in saying that this is the same character also, he contacts Vulcan when, Ferris, right, that didn't work. Okay, I'll talk to Vulcan. He seems like he has a hammer as well. This is the Warhammer 40.
He is in fact the Warhammer 40K. The true Warhammer 40K was the 40K we made along the way.
You all just lore crimed. This was still 30K.
Oh, that's true. Oh, he's
now who needs to revoke the YouTube?
Yes,
license.
Take my license back. Put it in the bin.
Scroll up. Settings. Delete channel.
Oh, no.
I am off YouTube now.
Oh, I don't do it for my channel there. I was panicking. Oh, Lord.
Okay, I've had all of the answers in. Would we like to hear some results?
Yes,
if they're good.
I'm excited to hear the first question because I got that one right, and then the rest happened.
Right, I would have been offended. I would have been physically sick if you didn't get the first one. So Fulgrim gave a nickname to Ferris Manus. It was made in jest. It was not very flattering, but Ferris really enjoyed it. It was a nickname about how ugly his exterior was and how brash and harsh he was as a, not just his look, but how he dealt with people. And it was based on the ancient Terran myth of the Gorgon. And that's the answer. You all got it correct. It was the Gorgon. Kind of on the nose. He's from the planet Medusa. So you're like, oh yeah, kind of makes sense.
Easy. Easy money, that one.
Mm.
I'm glad. I
would have been very annoyed if you got that wrong.
Yeah, that would have. Okay. That would actually have to put in our credibility and leave if we got that one wrong. Mm. Oh, man.
Right, so question number two. So Ferris and Fulgrim were best buds. They were of all the relationships between Primarchs, they arguably had the closest bond because it was weird that they were polar opposites. Here's Fulgrim, this very vain, very pretty boy. Here's Ferris, this very on the nose, tough, ugly guy who's very brash and harsh. And they kind of joked and jabbed at each other about how they were so different. And yet they also were both great artisans and great craftsmen. And so they had a competition to create basically the perfect weapon they could craft. And Fulgrim created the Warhammer known as Forgebreaker. But the question was, what was the weapon that Ferris created? Now, start with Eli. Eli was close. Eli put Firebrand.
Oh, that was that's what we put in our original video. Yeah.
Firebrand.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. It's more on the nose.
Is it well, really Fireblade?
Well, Hal, he put Fireblade, which is correct.
Yes.
So I was going to put that, Hal, and then I thought, man, that sounds really stupid. There's no
it,
way.
It is stupid. This is Warhammer.
Oh, my gosh.
The name
I think it kind of works for Ferris, though. Just like, oh, it's a blade. It's on fire. Fireblade.
I did good.
Yeah, I am good at making things. I do like Colin's meme answer, though. He just called it Ball Breaker.
Nice. Oh Lord!
But it's a sword. Like, how would you break a ball with a sword? Like a hammer, I get. Like, yeah, you could be like crush them like a grape. Well, but
have you ever
a
played?
Ball breaker?
Do you know the game For Honor?
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
No, not Fortnite.
Yeah.
Let's know what Fortnite is. So, wow.
Eric starts doing the dance.
stop it. You foul man.
But you see, there's the execution. I think it was one of the first ones in the game where the knight takes their sword and she bashes them over in the head with the hilt and kills them that way. So you can do it. You just got to grab it by the blade, which more normally you can't do, but Ferris Manus has iron hands, so he can do it. Also,
I like that answer better.
I was thinking of Gyro Zappelli, so Jojo. It's a stand ball breaker.
Man, you sound like the kind of guy to watch Jojo's Bizarre Adventures.
Goddamn right, I'm the kind to watch that show.
But what's really bizarre, Colin, is you get no bitches.
Well, I'm a Warhammer YouTuber. I assumed that was going to happen from the start.
Oh, man.
Andy's an anomaly.
Colin, are you going to one day retire from doing Warhammer? You're like, I'm a JoJo channel now. I'm just going to do it. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, when I feel like not getting any more views, I'll do that.
The memes do pop, now. Though. My passion
the memes
stands.
Would be popping, and so would the copyright infringement strike.
True.
All the comments of just Jonathan just going, "Oh my god!" and his hands on his face.
That's Joseph, you uncultured swine.
Didn't you post Joseph the Mephiston video?
Oh, he's the second one, isn't he? Jonathan's the first one. My mistake.
I've probably used it. I know what in our first podcast I put Dio in it because we were talking about time travel.
Shh! Don't tell anyone. Didn't you also make a Mephiston video? Like.
I
five
did.
Seconds
there
long.
Was 5 seconds that I just poorly pasted Mephiston's head over Dio stopping time.
Awesome.
Oh, classic. Classic.
It's like I said, I have no qualifications and I'm here to shitpost.
Okay. Right. Right.
You sense the disappointment already in all of us, Andy.
So this one was actually quite interesting because... we have two answers that were given. So I'll start with Eli, and both Eli and Colin put the same answer, which was John Grammaticus. Eli put, and his buddies, ? Which is like the Cabal, which is like, okay, you're not far off, but it's not John Grammaticus that contacts him. In fact, I'll say actually what Hal put. Hal put Eldrad. Because Eldrad was the one that tried
that
to steer him.
Is it?
Oh,
my
I should
gosh.
Have gone with Eldrad.
Because he also contacts Vulcan, and there's that whole thing. Is it the there's this whole anthology of books, like book. I read it recently, like book 45, and it's all Salamander stuff, and it's him talking to Vulcan, like, I originally chose your brother to like try and stop this, and he was just like, Xenos, and he wouldn't
bad.
Listen.
I've actually read the short story this is in. Like a week ago, so this is the luckiest I'll ever get in the quiz.
I've not... second guessed myself to the bottom of the leaderboard.
Look at
on
that.
Both of these questions now.
Not listening to the Eldar causes problems. What a surprise!
To be fair, they were the most cryptic instructions. It's like there's a bunch of like a council, I think it is, of like Farseers, and they try to contact Ferris during a battle, and Gabriel Santor, and he's like separated from the Iron Hands, and they're like. oh, something's gonna happen. He's like, speak plainly, you filth. And they're like, oh, something's bad's gonna happen. It's like, could you just say what it's gonna happen rather than being like piffy? And yeah, that's the problem with the Arda. They can't get to the point. They have to be cryptic.
If one of the Primarchs can't understand the message, then what worth does humanity have compared to the Eldar?
But if you didn't know where it was going, like, and you were reading the book, you'd be like, what is he talking about? He couldn't be more obtuse if he tried.
Well, maybe Ferris shouldn't be like me, and he should have read the Horus Heresy books.
that's a
so are you saying you are Ferris Menace?
Nice. I wish.
I am partially artificial. I do have an insulin pump.
Ferris Pancus.
Upgrades. Flesh is weak. Oh, my lord. Oh. You just reminded me of the voice you did there, Andy, about, you know, the Simpsons episode where, like, the glowing, is it Burns? He's like glowing and he's in the forest and everyone thinks he's an alien, but he's actually irradiated. That's what you reminded me of.
It's an alien. It's the Eldar. Kill it. No, it's Mr. Burns. It's Mr. Burns. Kill it.
That's how the Eldar talk. 100%. This is canon. Cool.
I also want to actually defend myself because I actually know this bit of lore for once. Oh. I thought it was John Grammaticus because I know he taught, like, oh, this is a Vulcan quiz. I can't really spoil a quiz. I know he stabs Vulcan with like a
with the fulgurite.
Yeah. So I knew he talked to Vulcan. So I figured, oh, maybe he talked to Ferris too. Mm-hmm. But I also knew Eldred because I wanted to get Eldred too. It was like, I know he talked to Vulcan.
During the same time, it's like Eldred is fostering Barfusa Narek from the Word Bearers. He's like he's not really a loyalist Word Bearer, but he's like, I hate my legion. I'm still loyal to the Emperor, but I'm going to kill any salamanders that get in my way. And he's kind of looking after him and using him as his little, kind of, not bodyguard, but like, he's like, you're useful. You're on Nocturne. You're going to burn to a crisp. Join me and I'll help you kill your Primarch.
He's a traitor word.
Yeah, he's like a proper renegade is probably the best way to describe him. And he's a really cool character. But yeah, Eldred's doing that. And then Grammaticus is like, well, I guess I'm going to go stab me a Primarch. And you're like, John, what are you doing? You're drunk. Go home.
No, don't worry. It's a magical staff. It'll cure him.
Why did that John Grammaticus line there just sound like the Morgan Freeman from that old Sea Nanners video? Like, I can smell you.
I'm
creeping in.
Old YouTube reference
there. This is 100%. I'm mentioning that, and someone's gonna get that recommended to them, and they're gonna freak the hell out. Right,
no, someone's gotta. We gotta figure out how to work Ray William Johnson into this.
Oh, I was thinking the one where he says the certain naughty words. So I don't. No. Let's not go there. Moving
swiftly on before we're demonetized. Question number four. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Please.
Okay. So these ones are a bit trickier, but I'm going to go through it slowly. So Ferris, upon arriving on his homeworld of Medusa, would be attacked by a gigantic Necron construct, which he would battle to earn his iconic metal hands. What was the name of the creature?
It's tickling my brain.
And we mentioned this not long ago, too. And finally, you actually mentioned
I did.
Memory.
Very recently.
You sneaky man.
Colin's give me an answer.
It is on the tip of my brain, but I don't remember what it's called.
It's the inflection of how I said it. That's how I remember it. I have like a proper like.
It's actually Ray William Johnson like that. That would be way funnier. Oh, man. I don't know if I spelt it right, but I think I know.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Ooh.
The Necron construct he found was the lost Primarchs.
Necron constructy construct face.
that one was really pushing it.
That like scraped in my brain the way it like was processing it. It tore the tissue of like my brain banks there. I was like, oh, I don't want to cram this in there.
Couldn't even go with like immortal McImmortal fate. They have plenty of units.
Ooh, okay. We've got an answer from Eli.
I wish I chose a funny answer now because it would have been way better. Tux, this is the opportunity. Well, Eli's just mulling.
I can't remember it.
Suffer. The flesh is weak. Everyone, the flesh is weak. Yeah,
the flesh is weak, and this quiz is proving it. Okay. So question number five. So each of the Primarchs were found at different stages of the Great Crusade. Of all the 20 Primarchs, which number was Ferus found? And I'm going to point out Alpharius does not count in this answer, so ignore that the first Primarch quote found by Alpharius, by the Emperor was Alpharius. Ignore him. What number was he found?
Ooh, this is... I've got two numbers in my head, because I don't know if there's a certain...
There is a definitive escalation of numbers. I will say that there is no there's no shared number. It's always... It goes up each time.
I have.
And I also know the... It's interesting. I was looking up the list, and like I think it's the 11th Primarch was found second to last. He was found 19th. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And the other one was found fairly early. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what
he
did.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
found
of.
So late and still mess it up, you know?
Well, I think that might have been why, because wasn't the second one was the one Fulgrim was like, yeah, he's kind of a humorless dick, isn't he? That was the second one he was talking about. He's like very straight-faced and apparently a bit hypocritical.
They called him, they're nicknamed the Lost and the Forgotten, aren't they? Missing Primarch. Yeah. So I'm guessing one of them, I think the second Primarch is obviously the Forgotten, and maybe 19th was in some way, quote unquote, lost, or he was perhaps lost to another faction, if you know what I mean.
Well,
I
had, like, to put it this way, the only Primarch to be found after him on record is Alpharius, which we know is not true. So technically, Omegan was the last one found, so he was technically the last Primarch found. But
I hate the tricky region.
they are like they have this like a weird Space Wolves vibe to them. If you're into the Alpha Legion, it's like, oh, this is like the coolest like Legion out there. And then if you're not like a diehard fan, you just despise how like, oh yes, we're the people in the know. Wink wink. Like, and it's just like, shut up.
You can just imagine them swilling arrogant. A glass of sherry. Just being
my lore is whatever I want it to be, because secrets.
You know who they remind me of? That elf in Skyrim is it Whiterun, where he's just like, have you ever been to the Sky District?
That's not an elf. That's Nazeem. That's not an elf.
He's not an elf.
That's Nazeem. He's a red guy.
Just a guy. He's a red guy.
Just a dude. He's a red guy. Okay. Well, he had the snooty voice, so I assumed he was an elf because you know they all have snooty voices.
All right, hang on now. I'll stomach the Eldar slander to an extent. Don't compare anyone to Nazeem.
Wow.
I just
do you get to the Cloud District very often, elf?
Oh my gosh.
That's triggering.
Yeah.
Sorry, Skyrim fans. Sorry.
Zeem is the second person I kill in every playthrough.
Yeah.
right behind that guy in front of the Talos statue screaming about him. It's because he's annoying.
Do you guys, this is the big question.
Who loves you?
Since you see the companions outside Whiterun, do you let them kill the giant, or do you watch, or do you help? That's the big question.
If I have a bow, I'll shoot at it, because otherwise I can't make it in time, because the giant has like 2 health. Yeah. And then they yell at me like, oh, you didn't participate. I was across the country by the time you started fighting.
Or even at any point during the game, like, you could be level 60, you know, Grandmaster of Winterhold College, and they're like, oh, you look pretty weak. I mean, like, I could annihilate your entire bloodline. Stop talking to me.
You saw me kill Alduin. You know what I can do.
I killed Alduin. Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
The only thing is, Skyrim is not as good as Oblivion, because you don't get the fan from the arena who follows you around with the torch and occasionally falls off cliffs and dies, and you're like, oh, that's a shame. Oh, well.
How can you know that reference so well, but yet Nazeem tripped you up? Lord!
I don't. I just remember his voice more than what he wore or what he looked like. I'm just like, oh, I just remember that snooty elf. Like, oh,
he's not an elf!
Yeah, but that's why I thought he was, because he's like, oh, I'm so cool, look at me. Like, awesome. Go away.
Sorry for the people who came for their Warhammer quiz and talking about Nazeem and their Cloud District.
Thalmor is cool.
We can all agree that any Thalmor patrols we come across in the wild will not be getting back to the embassy.
True.
Right. Let's steer this Warhammer-based podcast quiz back to Warhammer. So the last question of the intermediate section is this. With Ferris's death at the hands of Fulgrim, a demon presence would be formed from the Gorgon's anger, pride, and shame. What was the demon's name?
Oh, thank...
Now, it's more like a title than a name, I will say.
This, if anyone wants a slight clue for this as well, this comes up in the actual modern 40k Iron Hand books too, this title. I'm so glad that I have read it recently because
I've got comments on this. That should tell you what kind of answer it is.
You know, intentionally, or not intentionally, but initially, that wasn't even the intention. That's just a name from something else. And then I realized before I hit send, oh, that's perfect.
It's very to the point. It's very short, like, done.
Much like the act was very to the point.
I've been watching anime and being lonely. I've been training for this quiz for years.
It's not even an anime joke.
Yeah, I know. I was guessing. Oh man! Please tell me, Eli, you are suffering too, because I don't
know the answer.
I don't need to catch up. Yes, precious week.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, I'm getting a bit like I'm looking at Hal's podium with all the dots, and I'm like, he's getting close to his first gold stud. So,
I
need
know.
To catch up.
That's until we do a corn quiz or anything corn related, and then I am white. We should do a total war quiz at some point, and then Colin will just annihilate everybody.
Yes.
I haven't even played the game. I'm just going to sit out and just drink tea.
What is the starting position of Teclis in the Immortal Empires campaign?
Man. Get out of here.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
He's in the Southlands.
Yeah, he's in the new Thunderdome. He moved from Lustria, where everyone kicks the crap out of him, to the Southlands, where everyone kicks the crap out of him again.
Why is Scarbrand in the middle of all of that? That makes no sense to me.
That's the funniest part to me.
Is this some PC gameplay? I'm too console to understand.
It's because if he wasn't there, it would be almost manageable. But you have a greater demon of Khorne in the middle of all these legendary lords.
You have orcs, Skaven, Tomb Kings.
Yeah, Queek's right there. The entire Tomb Kings are about 10 feet to the south.
Shame there's no Tomb Kings. Don't bleed, do they? So.
Don't. Not much to offer Khorne, although they do have skulls.
Just see the kind of paste onto the floor.
Bone paste.
The skull comes pre-skinned for the skull throne. You don't have to do any of that work.
I did wonder, like, how the Khorne boys actually, like... I can just imagine they're like, we did the battle! Yeah! And they're like, oh, we got to pick all the skin off. Like, oh,
fuck. Like picking up pennies.
Like peeling potatoes, but worse. It's taking ages.
They're probably really mundane about Khorne worship.
Probably really annoyed with the Tomb Kings in that case, because while it does come pre-cleaned, they get back up if you take too long. So the guy you're trying to put on the throne stands back up and shakes in the ribs.
I'm just imagining that, like, you put like a skull in the throne, and then halfway when it's being assembled, one of them rises and it just falls apart like a block of Jenga, and they're like, "Oh, I just built that like a sandcastle," and you're being hit by the tide, and just a stroppy Khorne berserker going, "You ruined my skull throne."
Does it sound like a xylophone when it collapses too?
Probably. So, would we like to hear some results for the intermediate section?
Flesh is weak. See how weak flesh is. Let's do it. Flesh is weak. Put in the chat. Flesh is weak.
The first question was, I wanted the name of the big scary Necron worm creature that first attacks Ferris Manus on his homeworld of Medusa when he lands. He basically escapes the pod. The first thing I think he sees is this thing burrowing around it. He's like, oh, that thing's annoying. I want to kill that. And then over time, he keeps like having skirmishes with it. And then eventually he plunges it into the lakes of lava of Medusa. It melts and it coats his arms with his iconic army metal hands. So Eli put Tomb Centipede plus Headless Joke. Very good.
I'm not thinking of the awful human centipede film there, are you?
Oh,
you sleep you're going don't there.
We're going there.
I could go for a snack.
Didn't think you'd talk about that in your Ferris Manus quiz, did you?
Yeah, it belongs in the Hogan quiz.
You think it'd be worse to be the guy in the middle or at the end?
Oh my gosh.
End, 100%.
Yeah.
Might as well give up at that point.
So...
That's just really thrilling, of course.
So Colin just put the silver dragon. I gotta be honest, I was hoping for more. I've gotta be honest. Just like a little bit like
I see the moment you say the name, I'm gonna go, that was it. The problem is, like I said, it was on the tip of my tongue, but it couldn't get out.
Well Hal got it correct. It was Asirnov.
Yes, but you said it much fancier than I
could.
I had to put
the inflection. Whenever I talk about Iron Hands, I'm always like when I say the R's, like Sordagol. And
he always boasts about it in every book. He's like, did you know I climbed the mountains? I killed the Asirnov. And then like, someone says at one point in the book, they said, like, they're asking about this story about how he got his eye. Like, every time someone goes, like, so how'd you get those iron hands? Like, you know what I mean? It's like that pickup line. And one of the, I think it's a Remembrancer who says, no, Remembrancer, yo. Andy, your name is Mess With Me. Is the actual title of Remember? Is that the one in canon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Okay.
A historian.
That messed me. Sorry. And so a Remembrancer said he wasn't sure if he believed the story about him drowning Asirnov because the lines of where the metal ended on his arm looked too clean, as in like someone had dipped them rather than. I guess someone had, you know, got them in a battle, essentially. So there's like a theory about Ferris might have done the augmentation to himself to make himself stronger. And he also feels slightly guilty about it because he's like, it's not my own strength.
It reminds me of in a strange way. You know that myth about the mother who gives birth to a child and she dips him into like a lake and it makes him impervious to damage apart from his ankles?
Achilles.
She's, like, dipped him Achilles. In. Yeah, Achilles. It reminds me a little bit of like a small version of Achilles. Like, I just got like elbow deep and then that was as far as I got.
Did put his head in, did he? Should have done that first.
His neck in.
Just the neck.
I like to think in that myth, if instead of just holding by the ankle, she just kind of like moved him around a bit. Like held him by the ankle and then held him by
sure there's a comedian who's just like, we'll just like grab his head and then dip him in again. It's not
not even that, just like hold him by one ankle, then grab the other ankle and let the other one go and he'd be totally immortal, but you couldn't
it's not a matter of like fact that someone went, oh yeah, they really messed up by your ankle holding technique.
Well, I want it to be. I would have done better.
Better if you put your fist in his mouth, grabbed him by the teeth, and just dunked him.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Listen, I was dunking my baby in the River Styx, I would have done a much better job of it.
Oh, man. It's like, you know, should be in England, you know, we practice it all the time with dunking our biscuits in tea, so she should just learn from us.
Yeah. Gotta put it on a spoon.
Just chuck him in the river. Just do the Spartan method and chuck him in the river. And if he comes out, you've got a warrior.
Yeah.
That works.
Anyway, and on that note, so question number 5. It's a bit of a tricky one because it is kind of it's very technical as a question. But it was in, you know, with the order of the Primarchs, when was Ferris found? I'm starting with Eli again. Eli put 2 in brackets, same-ish time as Russ, and while Russ was the second to be found, and he was close to second, he was not second, I'm afraid, Eli. Colin put 5, which is also very close, closer than Eli, but Hal was correct as he was the 4th Primarch to be found.
I almost put 3rd.
It was Horus, Lehman Russ, the unknown Primarch, and then Ferris. So
that's the part I was very early. Messed up with. I thought, oh, go ahead, sorry.
I know you guys. What I was going to say is, like, Ferris, as one of the first Primarchs, he was very much he mentored a lot of the Primarchs because he was one of the first 3 that we know of. He was very instrumental with, like, the Emperor trusted him a lot to be like, I found one of your brothers, and it's like, right, daycare, and he'd like look after them and teach them stuff. So he was a big mentor figure for a lot of them.
They all actually liked him quite a lot, which is bizarre considering how stubborn and hot-headed he is. But I mean, I think
Robute Gellerman was like, he's my best friend. He's like, he's my favorite of my brothers. I love him. Oh, he's dead. Really? I'm really sad.
Well, I know he's part of the Dauntless Few.
Mm. He's the one he loved the most of the Dauntless Few. He said, of all, when he heard the news of Eris's death, he was really sad because he was like, he was my closest brother. And Horus was also pissed off because he wanted Fulgrim to turn him to his side, because he was like, if we have Ferus, we are winning this war. Like,
I didn't think he was Gilliman's best friend. I thought, because in Unremembered Empire, is it that one where Gilliman says, of all the three that died at Isfahan, he said, I think it's quote, I will miss Ferus the most. I'm not sure if he was his best mate. I think, no offense, Fulgrim's his best mate. Like, or it's like an awkward triangle.
Rabute's best mate was he was his favorite. But
it's funny because it was very Fulgrim. One-sided on the term, or Rabute and Ferus.
Yeah.
I don't think he hated.
Is that the meme of the guy holding his girlfriend's hand? And he's like turning around, and then he's like looking at the other person, and she's looking at him all angry. It's like Ferus and Gilliman, and then Ferus and then Fulgrim. Sorry.
To quote Robute Gellerman, he said on his death, "And of the Dauntless Few, Manus was the key, implacable, unshakable. If he was at your side, he would never break." So he got on very well with Ferus, despite him having a rocky relationship with other Primarchs. Which is a bit sad. And the last question of the intermediate section was, a demon presence was born when Ferus Manus died, which would go on to torment the Iron Hands. He was kind of the embodiment of his shame, his pride, and the resentment he had at one being killed, which is really bad, but also at the hands of his most cherished brother. Eli put the Balrog.
Yes. That's actually a great answer.
Fly, you fools.
Who's Gandalf in this situation? Malkador or something?
Just because their kneecaps don't work very well. Too old.
What's wrong with Malkador's kneecaps?
Oh, just because he's old, the phrase that someone gets kneecapped or something like
that. Malkador has really bad gout.
Limes. That's scurvy, isn't it? What's
I'm just picturing like a little kid with a crowbar running up to Malkador. Kneecapping.
You know Gmod, the animation for swinging the crowbar where they pulse it? That's what I'm picturing. Some kid's got it raised over his head. And he's going to town on Malkador's kneecaps.
Oh, gosh. Oh dear. Colin put chop.
Nice.
That goes in with the fucking kneecap.
The inspiration for that name wasn't even initially the head thing. It was Franklin's dog from GTA. Chop. Hey, yo, chop. You think Ferris ever accidentally ate a whole bunch of edibles like Chop did? Fulgrim's like, we need to get this man a burrito stat.
Big burrito, big lad.
Ferris, you're scaring me.
Do you imagine a Primark with the munchies? That would be like, right, we've got a lorry full of food.
Devoured an entire hive's worth of food.
Just inhales it.
But Lord Kirby.
With Hal's answer, I was going to be surprised if he didn't get this one because it's very similar to his own name. It was the Sapphire King.
Yes. That was the big bad in the modern Iron Hands books. And they had to battle. Does this come up again? Because I can go into spoilers if
go
not.
Go for it.
Oh, so the Iron Hands in like the 40K timeline. They have this weird problem they're having like a sort of slight civil war where I think it's called the Christonian Heresy eventually. Slight variation on that name. It's not, maybe not accurate, but so this, they have like a discussion about whether they become more machine and they like, or stick to being more half machine, half human. And the Sapphire King has actually manipulated them and is the main cause about the corruption of them into weird literally like all their humanity is like posed, and they literally become like automata. And it's the Sapphire King who's part of Tzeentch. Is it Tzeentch demon? I think he is.
I believe he is Tzeentch. Yeah,
Tzeentch faction. And so they think that they become more machines. They don't get like corrupted, and they don't turn to chaos because obviously the human part of them is, you know, the flesh is weak. That's the human part. But then it turns out that their corruption came when they become these weird automata of logic and change, and you know what I mean? That you can see where Tzeentch just sort of slipped himself in a bit there, and he...
Oh no, don't put it
tentacles, excuse me. And so he manipulates them, and they end up having to fight sort of civil war in the Iron Hands, and the Sapphire King is behind that sort of heresy. And then good old Cardan Stronos is the name of the current slash chapter master of the Iron Hands, and he famously fought against it, and he sort of rebels against the idea of becoming more machine, and he thinks they need to be slightly human to master their human emotions, you know, unlike
the
Primarch.
There's like a speech in front of the Iron Fives, and it's like, bruh, if we sacrifice ourselves to be more human, we won't ever be ourselves again. And they're like,
it's blunt.
That's beautiful. Captain, you're now chapter master. You know?
I like to think he's like, if you keep locking this away, you are going to turn into a world eater. It's going to come back one day and it's going to overload.
Dude's pent up. No, let's not go there. Moving on.
I will say the scores, because it's an interesting development. So I didn't say it in the first round, but the first round it was Hal had 3 points, Eli and Colin had 1 point. And I'm afraid Eli and Colin have remained at 1 point.
Yeah. No.
Hal has 6 points.
Yo, the flesh is truly weak, my brothers. Man, it's in it. Oh, man. I do enjoy this because it's not going to happen again.
Oh, well, man. Yeah. You never know.
Such confidence in himself.
Only because this is the most perfect timing for me in terms of quiz and research time. It's never going to happen again, so I'm going to bathe in the sunlight whilst we're shining, shall we say?
Okay. Calm down. Right, it's time for the expert section. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
I suppose.
Eli just, well, buckle up, fellas. We're going on to question number 7. So, the Iron Hands, under the command of Ferus Manus, would encounter a fleet-based society of both humans and Xenos during the Great Crusade. They offered them the Imperial Truth. The society rejected the offer of compliance and was purged by the Gorgon. What was the name of the nomadic civilization they encountered?
Oh, this is from
one of their first greats. Like,
this is from the Fulgrim.
I actually read this book.
Horus Heresy Fulgrim. This is, ooh, that's a hint.
Colin's giving me an answer.
Oh, I think I've got. I think I've got it.
Could this be when the tables turn?
This sounds like a deodorant.
Well, I've had all your answers, and they're all quite similar. So ooh, that's quite interesting. Now, let's get on to question number 7, then. So, Gorgon would modify a cataphracti pattern Terminator armor system for his own use. What was the name of Ferus Manus's panoply of war? So, what was the name of his armor?
I think I'm actually stuck on this one.
I'll give you a hint. It has some of his homeworld's influence in the naming structure, the way it's what it's called.
Mummy snake hair or something. Oh, that'd be funny.
Oh, I've got Colin's answer in the shade. The shade.
Fellas, while you're thinking,
you haven't called me out in that, have you? I swear.
I gotta ask, do you believe the flesh is weak? Would you, if given the chance, just go all in on the robot?
Nah, the flesh is weak, so you gotta make the flesh strong.
Nah, I absolutely would. Dead.
I feel like that could be taken a very different interpretation of would you go with the path of the robot? Because I'm thinking Japanese toy.
Well, thing. I mean, I'd also go with that, of course.
Come on.
Nah, but that's.
Do you mean like get a prosthetic?
Like, I mean, like function? If I had the chance, there's two ideals I want. I want either like Rebecca from the cyberpunk cartoon, where I'm still clearly human, but I've got like crazy colored eyes and the like prosthetic, like different, just crazy with everything, but it's still very human, just kind of wacky. Or I want.
Go ahead.
I would say, alternatively, I want full tech priest where you cannot tell what you are looking at.
Does the toaster have a nice wife kind of tech priest? Shout out to that classic line. I was thinking more actually, I think I'd go for internals. So I'd replace things like, you know, the ticker, the lungs, in the heart and stuff like that, because the outside stuff doesn't mean anything, but then you could be functionally immortal on the inside, I guess. Right, that's what,
so you heard it here first. Cut off Hal's arms, it doesn't mean anything.
No, that's the opposite of what I mean. I go for my organs. Well, I would replace the organs. It's in the
replace everything.
I think it's in the Eisenhorn book, isn't it? Like some of the characters who like serve with Eisenhorn, they've been like serving with other inquisitors like hundreds of years, and they have like some of their organs are replaced by like what's like plastic components.
Mm.
They can live quite a lot longer. I think that's the way to go, to be honest, because
I don't know. I don't think anything beats Warhammer lore with organs more than Lucas the Trickster putting a grenade where one of his hearts should be, so whoever kills him is like, last prank in the world.
That is something I do. One Space Wolf thing I can't appreciate. Yeah. Like, oh, what, you got me? Oh. You're stuck with me forever.
What about me? I wouldn't put any machines in me. I'd prefer the Warhammer 40k PED route. I'm sure they got some crazy concoctions.
Nah. I'm going all in. I'm either chroming the fuck up, as it were, or I want you to be confused when you look at me.
Nice. I will say, back in the day, I think you could run Lucas the Trickster up to like a Warlord Titan. And if you rolled off when he dies and he wins the roll off, then you both die.
Yep.
That's like,
that was awesome. They eroded it out.
True story.
that would be the best way to make your points back with him. Just run him into something more expensive and get him killed. Mm-hmm.
This whole question, though, just before we very quickly move on, it just reminds me of the joke about someone saying, "Oh, women can get pleasure equipment, but I, as a man, can't get this something." TA-3000 is a dispenser. Plastic rubber, you know.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
The flesh is weak.
My two cents, I'd go for Adam Jensen. I'd be like, I asked for this, and be like, look at all this cool stuff I can do. I've got a whisk in my arm. Whee! You know, have a bit of fun. Have like bouncy kangaroo legs so I could jump really high and stuff. You know, it'd be great. Anyway... So, question number 8, I believe we're on. No, question number 9, in fact. Sorry. So, question number 9, the final question of the expert section. And there is going to be a bonus. So, question number 9. Ferus would mentor one of his Primarch brothers shortly after his reunion with the Emperor, giving him temporary command of his Astartes during the persecution of the Ranknar. Who was the Primarch? So who did Ferus look after?
Is this from the book Mercy of, if you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I almost gave it away there. Fine. I actually listened to this. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, say something.
I was going to say, it's probably like, just think of like similar-ish Primarchs, you'll probably get it. And you know it's not going to be like one of the really early found ones. It's going to be one of the later ones. May have mentioned him earlier.
I was I'm still on my train of thought there. Oh no, I had something really cool to talk about and I've forgotten about it. Damn it.
About the book you were reading.
Oh no, I was gonna say because this short story is, I heard this on Wolf Lord Rose channel, I think quite a while ago, and this is actually one of the videos that made me like fall in love again kind of with Warhammer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't like to the level where like, oh, I dived into the lore again properly. So this is actually quite a cool story because it made me almost helped inspire me to start my YouTube channel in a way, because I thought, oh, this is, I didn't know Warhammer lore could slap this violently. I was like,
well, how about this? When I'll do the results now, and then if you want to explain it further when I've said the answers, you can give us a little rundown if you like.
Oh, that was pretty much. Oh, I'll save it.
Okay. Well, I've just had everyone's answers, so we'll go through them now. So to start with, question number 7 was, what was the name of the nomadic civilization that Ferris and his Iron Hands persecuted during the Great Crusade? That was one of their first great achievements. Eli put the Dimekaron, and he said, that's a Tyranid, but still sounds right. And not far off, but I'm afraid it's incorrect.
Yeah.
And Colin put the Diaspora, and Hal put the Diasporex. And Diasporex is correct, so I'm going to give you both a point, because I think you're close enough, Colin. You get a point for that. So well done, you. But yeah, the Diasporex were the civilization. Question number 8. This is a bit of a cheeky one, but I think you should know by now, when I do quizzes, I'm like, I like panoplies of war. So I tend to mention them, because I think they're quite cool. So what was the name of his armor? Eli put Big Metal Box.
It's not metal boxes.
Big Metal Box.
Dawn of War.
Yeah.
I don't know why Hal put this, but he just put Jerkin the Ween in brackets.
Oh my god.
Channeling his inner Abute Gilliman.
I feel like deducting so 5 points for that, to be honest.
Is that Dreaded One video when it's the part with Gilliman at the end? I'm not going to yell it, but I did want... It has another word in the middle. I'm going to demonetize us. But...
I'm Yanarying.
Careful, we're going to... I'm seeing that yellow, dollar sign looming over the horizon, so I'm going to move on swiftly.
But you dare put that in the chat either. Be clean. Don't.
The comment sections can't demonetize the video. Go nuts.
Please put the real comment in. Put the real quote there, please, brothers.
You've rusty.
Anyway. Nice. And Colin put, I don't know, should have modified the head armor, bozo, which is mean. Very mean.
Decapitation.
Despacito. Too soon. The correct answer was the Medusan carapace. So that's his
That makes sense.
Meduson, it's kind of similar to a lot of their naming conventions. Lastly, question number 9, who was the Primarch that Ferus Manus, on the orders of the Emperor and with the Emperor by his side, kind of trained up and looked after him? A little side thing, this Primarch in particular, when he was fighting, Ferus remarked, oh, Leman Russ is a good fighter. This guy is a destroyer. And the answers that I was given was, Eli put, the four-armed Emperor is real. No, he is not.
The one-armed Emperor is real.
Is your words not
mine? One Piece is real.
So high. Colin put Alpharius or Omegan, or whichever asshole was the one last found, because these pricks can't have anything certain. It's all got to be about the fucking mystery with these alpha assholes. Are you okay, Colin? Do you need a breather?
I need to hit Alpharius in the face with a brick. Thankfully, Rogel Dorn got to him, and that made me very happy in the lore.
And Gilliman, technically.
Gilliman is Alpharius, it's fine.
Don't you dare!
Can we just say as well, while someone has just mentioned the One Piece is real, thank you, Eli. Has anyone recently seen the One Piece where Snake Man comes back in to the...
I don't watch it.
No, okay, this is a really cool
movie. I barely know what you're talking about.
I watched One Piece as a kid, and then when I got actually into anime, because, again, I the worst person right here, hello.
Oh, it was in One Piece the show? Oh, okay.
I checked up, I wonder how many episodes are out for that show. I remember watching it when I was a kid. Oh, 1,000. I'm not watching that.
I remember I watched... I watched Mr. I don't watch anime. I remember watching a good maybe 150 episodes on YouTube like 10 years ago when people were putting them on YouTube before they all got like destroyed and taken off, and then eventually like they all got removed and I couldn't continue watching. I was like, oh, that was kind of fun. No more. Yeah, more One Piece for me.
I watched it when it was on 4Kids, which, by the way, the 4Kids opening for One Piece, banger of an opening. yeah, and then it was not on that, and then I looked into how it's it up to, and then, oh, it's 1,000. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I have better things to do.
I'm a casual viewer, but I just watch some of the clips of it, if you ever see them on YouTube. Ooh,
it slaps. The meme is not even a meme where it's like, yeah, you just, you know, just it gets in good 300 episodes in. No, I'm not doing that. Just remove the filler. That's still 600 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Well,
what was the true answer? I don't think we got to that.
I was going
to
say, Hal got it right. It was Vulcan. Vulcan was the guy that
Vulcan lives.
Ferris was looking after. Would you like to elucidate us further with the story?
Yeah,
about
the mercy of the dragon.
The mercy of the dragon. I thought you were saying the mercy. I was like, don't say the last word. You'll give it away.
Yeah. Dragon, like obviously Vulcan, you know, salamander's dragon.
Yeah.
And this is like from the perspective of the Emperor and Ferris, and they're overlooking a battlefield. And Ferris is, it's really funny because the Emperor is like going, what's your assessment? And he's just like, talking about Vulcan's armor.
He's too flashy, and he's like, I'm not talking about his armor. It's like, oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Ferris is obviously not one to, like, you know, fine, he's good, you know what I mean? And the armor that he forged as well, Vulcan, the Emperor asks him, did you help him, you know, what did you show him, the ropes and stuff like that? And then Ferris goes, no, he just made it by himself. He didn't need any help. And then he just kind of just ran into the middle of the battlefield, and then Ferris is realizing that, oh, he's kind of being tested here, he needs to prove himself, because obviously he's brought a monster of a Primarch to the battlefield that's kind of using a hammer and it's similar to him. And so it's like, oh, I've got to really improve myself here, you know, up you know, my game, got to make it better because I've got this, you know, huge thing to compete with. So it's actually,
and doesn't Vulcan get like hit by like an orbital like a bombardment as well, and he's like, no,
yeah,
he's already dead. And then he's just shielding a small child, and you're like, Vulcan, you can't help it, okay? You're just a really nice guy. And he's like, I'm fine, the child is fine.
Something that, like, baffles Ferris to no end, because like, why would you do that? But obviously, you know, Vulcan, the kindest man. Vulcan is the top G, you know. Vulcan lives. Stomp stomp.
Live stomp stomp. So, we only have the bonus to go, but I'll quickly read out the scores. In third place currently, with 1 point, we have Eli. In second place, with 2 points, we have Colin.
Let's go!
And with 8 points, we have in first place, the Amber King himself, Hal.
The flesh is weak. The flesh is weak.
It's proven. This ends the debate. It is proven. I'm not sure what to do with the scoring of this last question, because I don't think it's going to make a difference, if I'm honest.
Play for fun. That's the whole reason we do it anyway.
Okay. We'll just say it's worth a regular point, but I think it's a fun one. Okay. So here is the bonus question. So Ferris Manus would construct a weapon for one of his Primarch brothers as a sign of support. Who was the Primarch and what was the weapon's name? Now, this was given to a Primarch as a sense of as a gift of solidarity with his brother. So it's not Fireblade, it's not the whole thing with him and Fulgrim, it's another Primarch. And it's a very iconic weapon of all the Primarchs. Like, this is the Primarch who wields this, you see him wielding it all the time.
I think I know which one this is, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah, same here.
Honestly, it's not Forgebreaker. It's not Fulgrim's. Nope. It's not the Fulgrim hammer.
Nope.
I guess it is. This really is. This is a slight spoiler, but I don't think it's a melee weapon, is it? I don't think it's a melee weapon.
Technically, it is, but it's more a badge of office than a weapon.
Oh, then it's not the one I was thinking about.
But it is. I think it is the one you're thinking about. At least the Primarch who wields it doesn't see it so much as a weapon, but it is actually a weapon. And it has an interesting heritage for the Legiones and Adeptus Astartes as well.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of a different weapon, because I know of one that he did forge, so he's done more than one weapon for a certain Primarch.
Well, I've got an answer from the other two, and they're on the money.
We need the name of the Primarch and the weapon.
Yeah.
He forged this for another Primarch.
It's like a two-point question. Like one for the Primarch, one for
To be honest, I'll say, yeah, one each.
Okay. I'm going to 3 points, baby.
Woo! It's all to play for, Hal.
I've read 6 points book. I know, but I've read this book. It's confusing because I think there's more than one answer for this. So it's like tripping me up.
Is there?
That's what's tripping me up here, because I know of another one that's mentioned in the Fulgrim book.
Let's just say it's the weapon that he gives to a Primarch that he pretty much exclusively uses all the time, and was instrumental for another weapon that would be widespread within the Astartes forces. It would be modeled off this weapon.
I'm committing to it.
Interesting. I don't think I got it right. So, here's the thing. So Eli put the Primarch was Lorgar, and the weapon was called
Worldbreaker.
Now, Worldbreaker is actually, I think, Horus's big hammer. Or mace, isn't it? Yeah. So you get a point for Lorgar.
What was the name of the weapon?
Colin, Colin put Lorgar as well, so you get a point. That gets you to three. And he called it Starbreaker. Interesting. And Hal put Vulcan Salamander Volkite Gun, which is incorrect. So no points for Hal. The weapon was called Illuminarum. It was the basis for the Crozius of the Chaplaincy. And basically, Ferus, he just made it. And then Lorgar came up to him and he was like, by the way, I made you this. And he's like, what's this for? And he's like, you're like a Primarch, you need a weapon fitting of a Primarch, and you have an example to set. And as a result, because he was the most devout, all the chaplains would create Crozius's in imitation of Illuminarum. So I thought it was like a nice little nod to Ferus and his subtle influence over the setting. That was the bonus question.
Way better than what I was thinking. I was thinking of in the book Fulgrim.
Gunny makes him.
he made Vulcan a Volkite flame gun with like a salamander's head on it. Mm-hmm. And Vulcan said to him, oh, it's very nice, but there's like a slight... Ferus implies there's a superstition amongst Nocturnians that they don't use a weapon not forged by them by their own hands. And so he doesn't really use it, but he does give it back to Vulcan before the Isfahan massacre. And then it's kind of at a point where Ferus is obviously extremely pissed off. So Vulcan's probably like, it's probably not the time to say I don't really want to use it. But that's why I thought the weapon was that one.
You're going to assault my craftsmanship as well? Dick move, Vulcan. Do you know how good I am at making weapons? God, Lorgar didn't complain and everyone hates him. Ugh.
How do I piss Illuminarum? Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get ahead of Colin, but nope.
I think I overthought this. Spiky maces. Hell yeah, we have a
spiky mace. And that was the Ferus Manus quiz. Are we all happy?
Very.
I am. I'm glad I got to reference Chop. I didn't think I'd get to do that in the quiz.
Well, just a reminder, the scores were 2 points for Eli, 3 points for Colin, and with a staggering 8 points, Hal won. He gets a start.
Flesh is truly weak.
Hal, I have to say, I think I feel about the Iron Warriors the way you do about the Iron Hands, and that I do not care for the Primarch, but I quite like the Legion.
Oh, yeah. The Iron Hands have become my favorite, as you probably could tell recently.
Yeah.
And, Ferus is, I will say, I said it before to you guys, but the most interesting part about the Iron Hands is just their Primarch is dead. So they are completely alone. They have a complex within them where they just hate themselves, and they're constantly fighting an inner struggle. Kind of like, you know, people who like Blood Angels a lot, it's because obviously they're fighting the Red Thirst and the Black Rage. It's a sort of similar ideal and struggle I see there. So I find them, they have much more depth than I would say Alpha Legion. Is that, if that helps, Colin?
Who's taking the death of their Primarch better? The Blood Angels or the Iron Hands? Like, who's dealing with it better?
Oh, it's a good question. What do you think, Eli?
I don't know. Either of them.
I mean, the Blood Angels are dealing with it well when they don't have the Black Rage.
When they're not massacring civilians with the Black Rage. Like,
It's a very dichotic thing. When they're not angry, they're handling it rather well. When they are angry, they're handling it horribly. You can't get worse than thinking you are your dad.
They also relive their Primarch's death.
That's what I mean. When they're not doing that,
and I'm going to kill his killer.
They're handling it well, but when they're thinking that the entire enemy army is all named Horus, then it's not great.
And the Iron Hands think that they are the worst, they are the weakest, most disgusting, vile humans ever because their Primarch got too emotional. And that is part of that weakest part of them. Oh, the Night Lords just know they hated.
They're
kind of like, we get it, but we're not going to let it consume us too much. Whereas the Iron Hands are very much, you know, they literally cut off parts of their body because of their own complex.
Whereas the Night Lords cut other people's body parts off. Like, I'm going to peel him like a banana. This makes me feel better.
Wear his face.
I'm thinking of I don't know where it's from, but it's like the guy who has the peeled off face and he puts his tongue through the middle. That from? Oh, I can't remember. It's like some movie, isn't it? Oh, that'd be a great reference there. Yeah, so Iron Hands. Let's just say Blood Angels, Iron Hands, just not taking it well. Really not taking it.
Not great.
Need a mental health.
I bet they hate the Ultramarines. Like, you guys suck.
It is a shame that all of the other loyalist chapters are displaying extreme fatherless behavior.
Even if the White Scars are just having a good time, like, we're gonna just go ride, go get a beer, go for a ride.
They're doing pretty all right. They're living up to what Jagged Eye wanted.
Got a new hairstyle. It's pretty cool.
I'm just thinking Warhammer 40K tagline: "Daddy issues."
It really is.
It really is. Yep. Daddy issues. Hashtag daddy issues. If anyone's
Adeptus Isartes.
Oh, man. Poor Iron Hands. Thank you so much, Andy, for hosting that.
No problem.
Hope everyone kept their head on.
Too soon.
It's 10,000 years.
You want to have a good head on your shoulders.
It's also been too soon.
20 years since the lore's been written.
Yeah, true.
True. And so for our next foray, our next quiz, that'll be hosted by your boy, me, and we'll be turning our look a little bit further away from all the superhumans and necromancers we've talked about so far. And we're going to do something a bit more of the human level. We're going to talk about our beloved Commissar, Sebastian Yarrick. So that'll be a fun one. I hope you guys are prepared for that. Obviously, you know, old Baelai is going to hopefully have his death illuminated to us soon. And it's a very sad moment. But we're going to talk about our beloved Commissar. And I hope you all enjoy this episode. If you were listening and watching, please like and subscribe. We need it for our self-esteem. Otherwise, we'd cry.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, this joke's going to die. Right?
Ferris got his head cut off. That's the joke.
If anyone didn't know, like, that joke's going to die and then come back to life. But, you know, it's just going to, you know, it's like playing, what's the song by the Reclaimers? And I would walk 500 miles. If you listen to that song on repeat, eventually it comes back to being good.
The Reclaimers are from your favorite Death Guard book, Caiaphas Kane.
Definitely. And thank you all for listening and watching, and we'll see you all next time. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Take care, everyone.